Witam from BA. This is the Rorschach Poland update from the 6th of June 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. Let's start off with the country's security. Recall that last month, Tomasz Schmidt, a former Polish judge, escaped to Belarus and Poland started an investigation for espionage crimes against him. Authorities previously stated that Schmidt had access to sensitive state information and that he was sharing it with Belarus and Russia at the expense of Poland. To catch him, the Polish police asked Interpol to issue a red alert. However, Interpol declined the country's request because it considered that Poland was dealing with a political crime and Interpol does not have the authority to act upon this kind of crime. The country also asked the EU to arrest Schmidt if he entered EU countries. On another security-related incident, on Wednesday the 5th, Krzysztof Krajewski, the Polish ambassador to Russia, visited the local Polish diaspora in the city of Yekaterinburg, where Russian propagandists confronted him. One Polish citizen who previously fled to Belarus after authorities charged him with serving Russian intelligence verbally attacked Krajewski. Luckily, the members of Poland's State Protection Service stopped the attackers when they tried to approach the ambassador. Krajewski said that Russia does not provide enough security and the country supports these kinds of activities to prevent him from returning to Poland. Poles online criticized the government for not withdrawing the ambassador to Russia since Russia accelerated its hybrid war on Poland with its spies. Still on security, in our previous show, we talked about an illegal immigrant who stabbed a Polish border guard with a handmade spear. Well, there was another incident last week, as on Friday, 31st of May, two more soldiers were injured after a group of immigrants attacked Polish border guards with dangerous materials when they were trying to sneak into Poland from Belarus. Last week, before these incidents, Prime Minister Tusk said that the government thought of reopening one border crossing with Belarus so that Poles conducting trade with Belarus would be relieved. However, Radoslav Sikorski, the foreign minister, said that the government gave up the idea. On the contrary, it decided to create a buffer zone on the Belarusian border so that people and reporters would no longer be able to approach the border. There was also another kind of attack on Friday. The Polish press agency, or PAP, the country's main national news agency, experienced a cyber attack. A group of hackers infiltrated PAP's website and published two fake news stories. One piece of news was about Tusk saying that Poland would mobilize 200,000 citizens to give military training and send them to Ukraine. The PAP news agency recovered their systems within 20 minutes before hackers did any more damage. Authorities, including Tusk, accused Russia of organizing the attack. He said these attempts were to destabilize Poland and the EU before the European parliamentary elections that will take place on Sunday the 9th. The EU and US State Departments offered their support to strengthen Poland's cybersecurity and find the perpetrators. On that note about European Parliament elections, on Monday the 3rd, Kaczyński, the president of the Law and Justice Party, called on people to attend the European Parliament elections on Sunday the 9th and vote for nationalistic parties to stop the EU's Green Deal and Migration Pact. Kaczyński visited Brussels, the capital of the EU, to show solidarity with protesting farmers who are against the Green Deal. In terms of immigration, recall that Prime Minister Tusk previously stated that the EU would not force Poland to take immigrants from other EU members. However, when discussing the topic in Brussels, Kaczyński said that the EU would secretly force Poland to allow the entry of EU migrants. Because of his visit to Brussels, Kaczyński didn't attend a parliamentary commission hearing on the visa incident that took place in 2022. The current administration said that the Law and Justice government asked for more money from citizens of third world countries to grant them visas even though the immigrants were not eligible to get Polish visas. The commission asked the court to fine Kaczynski for not attending the hearing. On Friday, the 31st of May, Prime Minister Tusk said that the previous Law and Justice government members, including President Andrzej Duda, may face the same fate as Donald Trump, the former U.S. president, as the court found him guilty of forgery of business records in the U.S. The current administration thinks that Law and Justice is involved in crimes such as using the Pegasus spyware against opposition politicians. The investigation into these claims continues in Parliament. Tusk emphasized that Polish politicians should learn lessons from Trump's case. The PM is not the only one criticizing the president. On Saturday the 1st, Nowacka, the Minister of Education, heavily criticized President Duda's veto of the parliament's decision to recognize Silesian as a language. She called Duda a shallow man and said that the government currently works on allocating more money to support non-governmental organizations that work on preserving Silesian language and culture. Grzegorz Braun, a far-right Confederation Party MP, was in the news again. Recall that last year he made the headlines after he extinguished Hanukkah candles used to celebrate a Jewish holiday in the parliament because he thought they were satanic. Well, on Tuesday the 4th, he was involved in another incident. At the beginning of the week, police started to look for a person who stole the Ukrainian flag waving next to the Polish flag in Kosciuszko Mound. In the end, MP Brown admitted to stealing the flag because it was in the, quote, wrong place, unquote, meaning that he wanted only the Polish flag to be present on the scene. The Kosciuszko Mound Committee said they would start an official complaint to start an investigation into the MP. In Poland, it is very common to see Ukrainian flags next to Polish flags nearly everywhere as the country shows solidarity. On a positive note, on Tuesday the 4th, US aerospace giant Boeing announced that they will expand their operations in Poland and provide several hundred new job opportunities for everyone living in the country. The new jobs will be available at Boeing facilities in Warsaw, the Baltic port city of Gdansk, and the southeastern city of Rzeszów. The job areas will include civil and defense projects such as structural and software engineering. The CEO of Boeing said that Poland is home to essential skilled people needed for engineering projects and that the country has developed itself in science and research. In unrelated news, parents want the government to ban the sale of small bottles of strong alcohol known as monkeys. On Saturday the 1st, the Institute for Social Research and Markets published a survey that included 1,100 people from 18 to 70 years old. 46% support the ban on monkeys. However, 62% of the people between 18 and 30 are against this move. Older people think that these practical bottles of strong alcohol are harmful to their children. In cultural updates, on Thursday, the Energy Camera Image International Film Festival announced that Cate Blanchett, the famous Hollywood actress, will become the jury president for the 32nd edition of their event. The festival will take place from the 16th to the 23rd of November in Torun, and it will focus on the art of cinematography in international news. More on films, as on Wednesday the 5th, Hollywood director Darren Aronofsky received Polish citizenship. The 55-year-old director, known for his hits Requiem for a Dream, Black Swan and The Whale, previously stated that he has a Polish origin and that his parents always wanted him to be a Polish citizen one day. Last week, Hollywood actor Jesse Eisenberg also applied for Polish citizenship as he also has Polish origins. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. We've prepared a super short survey so you can help us improve this show and make it even better. Find the link in the show notes. We know you might be doing your grocery shopping, buried in a pile of laundry, or wondering what on earth show notes even are. But please go to the episode's description to find the link. It won't take you more than 2 minutes to fill the survey out. Your feedback helps us keep the updates coming your way. Thank you. Do zobaczenia.